Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you before Comedy Bang Bang at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in front of a live name tag bearing audience. Let's see your name tags. There's Jordan with the baseball, of course. Justin, Jonathan, Hot Tam? You took a Hot Tamales box and got rid of the Ollies because your name is Tam or Hot? Tam, Hot Tam. All right. This is what the ladies call you. Hot Tam's in the house. Abraham? You squeezed in that A and the M looks like an M. It just looks like Abram. Justin brought a baggie with a sandwich in it. You know, if it was me that was picking the name tags, that would probably work, but I don't know how anxious the other guests are to have a sandwich. I don't think anyone else is going to be high out here tonight. But thank you for bringing all the name tags, and we will, of course, be... you guys will be whipping those out again later. It's so fun when I go out on the road. People do the same thing you guys do. They don't wear the name tag. They just kind of hide it somewhere. And then when I say, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, then all the name tags come out. And it's pretty sweet. Did I mention that it's Tuesday, August 30th, Two Oceans 11? And my new CD, DVD, Potty Mouth hit stores and the internet today. Thank you. Buy it if you like pot or mouths. I hope you enjoyed the extra free episode this week with Garfunkel and Oates, but I need to mention that lots of people pointed out to me, and they are absolutely correct, that Day of the Condor is not a movie. It's 3 Days of the Condor, and that also that Kate should have won the Letterman game. But, you know, with three people that are not high and me sitting there, we should have gotten through it, but mistakes still get made. This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 3, 4, and 5, I'll be doing the Doug Loves Movies tapings each night at Bumbershoot, the music festival in Seattle, Washington, and that's at the Bagley Wright Theater at 7:45 p.m. So if you have tickets to Bumbershoot, go get like a pass for that show at like 11 a.m. And, you know, you can go to bumbershoot.com. It explains everything to you. All of my tour dates now with links are listed at Doug Loves Movies. Yeah, we're really stepping it up a notch. You don't have to look anything, Google anything yourself. You can just click on the link, douglovesmovies.com. I had a great time in Hyenas in Dallas and Hyenas in Fort Worth. Both of those shows were really fun. And thanks to the people from Woot for giving Woot Monkeys to every single audience member at those shows, because they're based in Texas. The number one movie in the country is The Help. My guests tonight are no strangers to filmmaking. They've all been very much involved in filmmaking, so that's a fun thing for a show about movies. One of whom wrote, directed, and starred in the indie film Bellflower. Please welcome Evan Glodell, Jay Moore, and Jeff Garland. They'll be coming out shortly. They're on their way. Oh, there we go. Sometimes the guests, you know, they miss the shuttle bus from the green room to the stage, and so they come out a second or two late. Let's start with Evan, because first of all, I want to apologize to you, Evan, for being... You don't have to switch seats with him. That's awkward. No, I'm starting with Evan because I want to apologize to you because... See, it's starting already. Without even speaking, they are upstaging. You're barely going to get a word in tonight is what I'm trying to say. But he doesn't care. He's just six. Can you believe you're sitting between these two guys?
These two titans of industry.
Oh my God! One of them's
Carnegie and Mellon.
Unmarried, and the other one's got an enthusiasm.
You want to put some cones down and work formally, that one out?
Formerly unmarried, right?
Gary unmarried.
Yeah. See, that's good. Get the sympathy going first, right out of the gate.
You are.
I started it. No, you are. So yeah, Evan, thank you so much for participating, and I saw your movie. Bellflower is a movie that you wrote, directed, and co-wrote? Or wrote all by yourself?
I wrote it by myself.
And directed and star in?
Yes.
And I saw it, it's like a, maybe I'm getting high beforehand might be a mistake. What do you think?
I don't think so at all. No.
Okay, good.
It was acquired attendance.
For me, it was like a David Lynch fever dream. Is that what you were going for?
Something, that, if you were high, yes.
I enjoyed it a great deal. I like watching someone with a flamethrower when I'm high. And also, you had me at that the characters love the Road Warrior movies.
Yes.
That's a pretty awesome thing for characters to like. And so how can people, what's going on with the movie now? Is it like still in a smatter? Is it like still showing up across the country? Or?
Yeah, I think it's at the beginning of its platform release rollout. So it's every weekend is going to
a bunch of new cities.
Yeah, a bunch of new cities.
Like where do you think it's going to be this weekend? Like Labor Day weekend, where should people go?
I don't know.
I didn't mean to quiz you.
There's a website online somewhere that says...
Oh, bellflower.com, I bet.
No, we don't have Bellflower.
Thing about Evan, he knows how to sell.
I'm bad at selling things.
It's on some website somewhere. I don't know. Hey, man. Why are you hassling me, man?
Is it like bellflowermovie.com? Is that what you had to go with?
Bellflower-themovie.com.
Bellflower-movie.com.
Underscore.
To find out where it's playing. And go see it, because it's supposed to be fun, right? I had fun watching it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, because it's pretty. How much blood did you use in making that?
Only a couple gallons.
Oh, which, that's not bad.
It's not a horror movie, so maybe that's
yeah. But there's still some blood in there. How much blood did you use in I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With, Jeff?
You know, there's a lot of... I get asked that so often. And there's a lot of controversy because, you know, one of the things is people really had orgasms in the movie and we used real blood. That's what people are saying about I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. Real
jizz. You're talking about...
Real jizz.
You're talking about Twilight.
And real jizz. Oh, right. I'm sorry. Do you know how many times I myself mistake my movie for Twilight? Fuck.
It's rough. Jay.
That's my interview portion?
It's really not. You know, you did it before and then missed another one. It's not. It's
like a fantasy draft.
It's not really an interview.
And then you.
It's not so much an interview as it's just we chat a bit before getting to what really matters, which is the Leonard Maltin game.
Bellflower. What is it? For real?
Bellflower-movie.com.
No, Bellflower-the-movie.
Oh, Jesus.
It's kind of crappy. It's kind of crappy.
Bellflower-the-movie.com.
Yeah, I mean, like, right. 200,000 people it's are going to listen to this in the next, like, 3 days. Like, let's... I want to make sure he really gets his thing.
And thank you for saying 200,000 people. That's, that's probably a little much, but, you know.
No. No, Doug.
It's in the 100 ballpark for sure.
Doug.
Jay. Yeah. So, I didn't listen to it, but apparently you did a whole episode sort of talking about working with Jennifer Aniston on Picture Perfect. And it sounds
the
to
Rachel
me...
Rachel Papers, yeah.
The scuttlebutt, the impression I get is that the two of you had a lot of problems with one another.
No, she just had a problem with me.
Fine with her.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this might be great. I'm going to be a big movie star. it was her first. You want like just a quick truncated?
Yeah, sure. I you know, it's interesting to me because she's, you know, she's one of America's sweethearts.
And also, it's a bit ironic because every interview she talks about her love of Gary Unmarried. Yeah. There's not one interview that you read with her where she's not like going, "I want to have children, and I fucking love Gary Unmarried." And actually, she raises her voice.
It is amazing. Like she makes the news. It's because everybody says she's pregnant now. You know, and like the tabloids, but there's no doctor that says it. It's because she's been at parties not drinking. Like, you know, you drink a lot, that when you go to a party and don't drink, someone has to like go like or take this to the press.
Yeah,
I don't know why I did an old time like zip. I had a little typewriter out. I was like, scoop more. So Jay,
I heard that Tracy Morgan got her pregnant.
I gotta regulate Rachel. Me and Jeff Garland are getting everybody pregnant. Regulating all shades.
No, a lot of guys that were like actual movie stars screen tested for Picture Perfect, and then I got it. Glenn Gordon Caron, the director who created Moonlighting, stuck his neck out and went to Fox and basically said, "I won't make the movie unless this is the guy." And then she was like, her boyfriend was Tate Donovan. He screen tested for it. And like,
He would have been good.
Like Billy Baldwin, John Stewart. There's like real guys, like John Corbett. And then
John Stewart probably wouldn't have been too good.
John Stewart's good as an actor, for real. I was in a movie with him.
No, he's a good actor.
Who knows the movie I was in?
Oh, it was John called Stewart. Like, it was episodic, right? It had a bunch of vignettes.
That's right, Go. You're right.
Oh, Go. Yeah. John Stewart's in Go?
No, they're crazy. Playing by Heart was the movie. Yes.
I like Yeah, Playing that, by Heart. But then, like, Angelina Jolie was in that or somebody,
Ellen
right?
Ellen Burstyn, Jenna Rowland, Sean Connery.
Yeah, all right.
I like Miramax.
Really?
It was a Miramax release.
When you get picked to play Harvey Weinstein every time he's depicted in something,
when did you
have to know all of their films?
No. Long time
it just
I
happened once,
Weinstein.
But that was enough. You
that
nailed
enough,
it. You're the Harvey Weinstein guy.
I thought he was
Larry every Russell. Halloween. You must be so busy.
I can't
going
keep track.
Parties just,
it's crazy.
I thought he was sounded more like Larry King. Miramax, go. Yes. So I got the part, and then the first day of rehearsal, it was me and Ileana Douglas on a soundstage waiting for her to show up. She walked in, and she walks up to Ileana Douglas like, "You're Ileana Douglas, and you're me." And she goes, "Six guys they screen tested. The one fucking guy I hate, that's who they hire." That was our first day of life together. So it was life from there. Isn't that nice? Delightful.
At what point did you... Because you really had a broken wrist that they had to ride into it, or how did that work?
Yeah, no, I was doing skateboard camp, and then I was trying, like, always trying to make better myself, basically. And then I just took it too far.
That's funny you should mention it because Bellflower is about guys at skateboard camp.
I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
With a lot of blood and it's like a fever dream.
Skateboarding in Bellflower?
Yeah, there's lots of skateboarding in Bellflower.
Tell us about it.
Tony Hawk has a cameo. Yeah. He comes in with a flamethrower.
Sheena Easton has a cameo.
Sugar Walls,
I've seen
baby.
It too. Or maybe I was like on acid or something. I thought I saw Sheena Easton in Bellflower, the movie.com with a dash or a hyphen.
Bellflower-themovie.com.
God, my website's it's really weak though, isn't it?
No. All right, you know what? I know how to sell shit. For example, my next movie. Okay.
Okay.
My next movie is called Dealing with Idiots, but am I going to call it with dealingwithidiots.com? No, it's grandmascock.com. Everybody and their next door neighbor will know the website.
Who doesn't Google Grandma's Cock every once
Dealing with Idiots, but it's going to be grandmascock.com.
Good luck getting that name.
What?
You're not going to clear Grandma's Cock.
Got it.
No, you don't.
Own it.
No way. Someone does. Someone in this audience probably owns it already.
No, I own Grandma's Cock.
Grandma's Cock?
Grandma's Cock is all mine.
I'd like to see it. I would like to see it. Bellflower, the movie, grandmascock.com.
See, that wouldn't work because of the Bellflower, the movie part.
Maybe people it would work to you. Don't speak for
but
us.
Grandma's Cock, Ham and Eggers. Holy shit. Fuckers everywhere will be on that website. Because people by accident type in Grandma's Cock to Google all the time.
They're
just sitting at home going, let me just see. Grandma's Cock,
it
is.
That's a salient point that Jeff just said because I went to type in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Google search and it just Grandma's Cock, it just did its...
Yeah, that's how popular it is.
It thunk for me.
Yeah.
When is GC the movie going to come out?
Oh, no. Dealing with Idiots? I don't know. I'm filming it in January. I don't know when it's coming out.
You're filming it in January?
Yeah. But I'm prepping, man. I think ahead. Not like Bellflower Johnson over here.
Isn't there... don't you have some sort of movie in the can, or is it all Curb at this point?
What do I have in the can? Oh, I have a movie, an animated movie called Paranorman by the people who did Coraline.
Oh,
dumb. It's about a little boy who sees dead people. And they were furious that I had gotten Grandma's Cock ahead of time because that was their rollout plan. Tough. Some of us are, you know.
Who's going to play your lead idiot?
Lead idiot in what?
Grandma's Cock.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
In Dealing with Idiots.
I am playing the lead idiot. No, I am the lead idiot.
Oh, yeah?
You don't discover I'm an idiot till the end. I've blown the whole movie.
Spoiler alert.
The movie's about Little League Baseball parents, and it's rated R. And, I haven't made it yet, but it's rated R. It's intended to be rated R. The kids might as well be extras. It's just about the parents who are douchebags.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I know.
I'm going to totally see that.
I know.
When it's filmed,
it's like
in
a David
January.
Lynch fever dream.
Come by the set.
Look for that in late 2012.
For that callback? Nothing at all.
If I'm filming in January, it'll probably be out either in the summer or the fall of next year.
All right. Yeah. We're gonna see that shit, man. Yeah.
You will, because it'll have the website that'll pull you in.
I might start in January, summer, fall. What is this, like the fucking ambiguous panel? Fucking website, some place.
What are you, Cocksure Johnson?
Yes. Ask me something. I'll tell you right now.
Ask me something. I'll tell you ambiguously.
All right. Did Wally Schirra ever get to the moon?
Huh? Go ahead, Doug.
How about Tom Cruise? How'd you get along with him, Jay?
There's other people up here. Spread it.
No, hold on a second. He doesn't want to talk. He's got nothing to say. That's number one. Number two, I've said plenty. I said Grandma's Cock 20 times. It's a dream of mine. To be on something that goes out to America and I can say Grandma's Cock all I want, fucking A, let's go, motherfucker. So all I'm saying to you is, Jay, how did you get along with Tom Cruise?
He was one of the coolest people I ever met in my life. And I'll tell you.
He's so pumped for life. Right? Am I right?
When I worked with him, it was pre-couch jump.
And yeah, but he was still pretty amped, wasn't he?
He was fucking fired up, man. But he's one of those guys, like, when you hear people talk about a coach that got their shit together and set them on the right path, like, he was like that to me. He was so cool and so nice and kind. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, if I'm ever, like, the lead in a movie, that's how you act. But luckily, I've never gotten above 6 on the call sheet so I can act like an asshole.
act farts. Like.
He was great.
That's cool.
He, like, he's, I would love to dish dirt on TC.
What about, well, you know, we're across the street from the Scientology. What happened there?
At Scientology?
No, at dinner with Tom Cruise.
I had dinner with Tom Cruise and, what the fuck is that? Kanye West.
Grandma's
and,
cock.
What the fuck is that? Kanye West?
I had,
Jeff so hard like the, to pull his name out.
No, Kanye West.
Jeff does not like the blacks.
Once I did.
What the fuck is that?
People love
him. Oh, it's Kanye West.
I did a cameo on his sitcom.
What is that fucking brown thing moving towards me? Oh. You said, what the fuck is that? It's a human being. Or as they say in Philly, a human being.
Yeah, but I never said brown thing. What the fuck's your ass? Up your ass, Whitey Johnson.
You did inject extra racism.
I didn't need to. What the fuck? I'm just saying I don't fucking pay attention.
I got a lot of nicknames tonight already.
Jeff Garland does not like black people.
He does not.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Doug Benson's
don't you
mouth.
Dare. As a matter of fact, by the way, today for my new television show, I pitched the idea of having a black wife.
Wow. Really?
And the network was not against it.
Yeah, that'll bring
all
in
right.
the viewers.
Yeah. Right.
So who do you think you're gonna get? Like maybe
Ben Vereen,
Wendell Pierce.
You went for the same joke. Yours is actually a little more current.
Two men,
because I'm a big Wire fan, so I would have gone. With
two men trampled, running for the same punchline. That was nice.
It was beautiful.
You should go real black for your wife, like Lil Kim or somebody.
That would be so awesome. I don't even know what to say.
I know.
That would be amazing.
But I
just
love
me constantly trying to calm her down. Don't shoot them!
It is absurd when networks
I'm a
are like.
Jew.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I was going to
so
count
what was
down.
The thing?
There it is.
What was the, oh, yeah. So I had dinner with Kanye West and Tom Cruise, and it was because of J.J. Abrams. It was at the Mission
what?
Impossible.
I didn't say what kind of weird dreams have you had lately.
By the way, holy shit. Holy shit. You just reminded me of something. I'll just say, I'm going to tell this within 20, 30 seconds.
All right, go.
Had dinner with Kanye West, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is very nice. Kanye West, nice guy, whatever. But I had dinner with him afterwards. J.J.
15
Abrams,
seconds.
I know. J.J. Abrams
no,
and I
10,
end up
lying.
In a hotel room with Jeff Goldblum watching himself on Conan O'Brien with one of the Olsen twins and Lake Bell. And I forgot the other one.
You
she
know,
was
this
in,
is a story you
Hellboy
could have slowed
movies.
Down a
what's
little.
What's the Hellboy movies?
Selma Blair?
Selma Blair, who sat in my lap.
Nev
That's
Campbell.
All I'm saying. Nev Campbell wasn't there. But that night is truly what dreams.
Does anyone here know what it was?
Why?
I mean, you really, that's a 45-second story,
yeah.
though.
Thanks for coming on Million Dollar Name Drop. And
but by the way, you said, because I remembered, you know, I never put those two together, but that's a weird night.
But who?
Wait, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And all because of JJ, because JJ insisted we go to the room.
I wish it was JJ Evans.
No, he died. He died, didn't he? On the show? Didn't J.J.
No, James died.
Oh, James
Roger
died.
Ham, Florida.
J.J. did not.
Oh, all right.
Say something, Evan. Just that's
hello.
Anything.
Hello,
what
world.
Would,
you're good.
Jay, what would it have been like if if Tracy Morgan was on Good Times?
I'm glad that was my sister, but damn, she's fine.
By the way, you know, you say that as a hypothetical. If any actor today belonged on Good Times,
whoa,
it's that dude.
What do you mean by that?
He's a brown thing. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm uncomfortable.
What do I mean
dog.
By that? He actually, his acting style would have fit in perfect.
There was an episode where James Evans said, if my son was gay, I'd stab him.
I remember
you
that episode.
Opened your
was
mouth.
It Janet Jackson in that I one getting laughing. Burned?
When
is
Doug
it jokes that
opened
only,
his mouth to say that, I was already fucking in the tractor beam of...
It's a race.
Yeah. Tracy would have been good on Good Times. I think he would have been better on...
Sanford and Son?
Different Strokes as the Gooch.
As the Gooch? I don't even know that character.
Yeah, who's the Gooch?
It's the bully.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
I'm glad you remember that.
Is this fucking Doug Loves TV? When do you guys get your heads out of your asses and play some ball out there?
Well, what'd he say if
so
he was
I'm
the Gooch? You set it up. If
I'm
he was
excited.
The Gooch, what would he say?
And he would say, I want to go see the movie Cloverfield that's playing in selected cities right now.
You mean Bellflower?
Bellflower.
What did I say?
No, Cloverfield.
No.
I don't mean Bellflower.
See, that's the problem with the fucking title.
I want to go see
the title should be Grandma's Cock. That alone.
Yes, that would be better.
Why do you assume, just because I've been sitting next to me, why do you assume that it's his movie? I want to fucking I'm a man of my word, Cloverfield. I didn't get to see it.
We're releasing it this week, 1 week only. The Cloverfield re-release.
Yeah, that's why I tour, is because when I'm in hotel rooms, I get to see old movies.
My friend, future guest, TJ Miller, he's in Cloverfield, so yeah.
We picked that up for you.
Thank you.
I think, is he in the hotel room watching Jeff Goldblum on Conan O'Brien?
How many people were in that room?
I don't watch myself on Conan O'Brien.
As you felt the need to jam it into an 8-second clip.
No, I wanted to get it quick because I know it could be long.
Yeah, but you made it so quick. I'm picturing like the Pine Knot Motel. And everyone's like, it's
no,
like this.
It was a hotel in Soho in New York. I don't remember. Just move on.
You do remember.
I remember every detail. And truly, I could totally take over this podcast.
Do it!
I have too much respect for Doug.
He's not doing anything.
He's got a Leonard Maltin shit coming up. Come on, man.
One time,
met Leonard Maltin?
One time in New York, I watched Nicole Kidman eat a napkin that was on fire.
What were you wearing? That's the important thing.
I had on a trench coat.
Can I tell somebody the funniest thing, one of my favorite things about you?
Does that mean you don't want to hear Doug's answer to your own question?
No, I'm good.
What were you wearing?
Hey!
All right, listen. Doug and I, years ago,
Evan, sit this one out.
We Doug and I were on the road a million times together. We'd always be opening for some hack, for the most part.
Yeah, sure.
For the most part, yeah. Every once in a while. All right, but anyhow, what a time! This is awesome! This is so awesome! He was staying in a different hotel than me. I said, what did you do today? He said, they had a video camera channel of the lobby. They had a video of the lobby that was piped into the hotel rooms, and he put in a VCR, and he put a videotape in and recorded himself doing stuff in the lobby and going to the front desk and doing all sorts of shit. I thought that was awesome. Oh fuck, alright.
Doug, do you remember specific things you did? Is that the Cloverfield poster?
That's a Mad Max poster.
Yeah. He brought, Evan brought this awesome Cloverfield poster.
Yes.
Oh, is this a new Mad Max?
Is that you on the poster?
That's a lot of fire.
That's me on the poster.
Yeah, you're like hiding your face behind the.
Bellflower. Yeah. It looks like Mad Max.
Bellflower. Yeah. Nice. It's really cool. Has anybody seen Bellflower? Yeah, it's good, right?
Yes!
This girl's to say, can I have that? No, it's going to be a prize.
You're a fantastic scene.
It's a prize.
It's going to be a prize for whoever wins.
Give it
today.
To her. Give it to her.
Just give it to her?
It's not mine anymore.
I don't think everyone else would agree with that.
No, just let the show go. Let them play the fucking Leonard Maltin game. Because they listen to me.
Them. Like he's not out here. Just let them do their show. Why do you have to mess with their show, Jay? Why are you messing with it from within?
Let them do the thing, and then we'll have the house to ourselves when they leave.
Can I see the
what
poster?
What character is that?
The old Jew you've become in front of my eyes.
No, here's my old Jew. Listen to me. You listen to me, Jeff. When you go out and you do the stand-up comedy, people love it. They gobble it up. They love it.
Are you going out to do one of your skits?
It's amazing how, like, your
fans... It's amazing how you're a Nazi, practically.
You are this close to being a Nazi.
You said brown one, not
home,
me.
People at home can't see what I'm wearing, so you're on your own on this.
Okay, well, he's dressed. He's wearing a t-shirt with a giant swastika. For those of you listening.
I was going to set you up for the full SS.
But I like the t-shirt with the swastika because it seems more like you're fucked up.
You were doing your character, so then I joined along.
I know, I appreciate it.
And you were doing Bernie Brillstein. Don't think you hid that from me.
By the way, it actually, I found it accidentally that was Bernie's voice, and I've been doing it for you. Listen to me, they're going to fuck you. No matter what you do in this town, you little bellflower cocksucker, they're going to fuck you. So I guess it is sort of a Bernie Brillstein.
How much in Bellflower?
I'm trying to help him promote his movie. You don't need to call
Oh, wait, you got a Bellflower lighter. Bellflower lighter.
Yeah, Bellflower lighter.
Did you get that in the gift shop on bellflower-movie.com? I went to the gift room there, and I ordered 16 of those to hand out to young retarded people.
That reminds me. They'd like you to leave the gift room at bellflower/themovie.com. It's a pocket-sized flamethrower. It's a lighter, a regular-sized lighter.
I still would like to see the poster if I may.
In conjunction with the movie. No. I already put it away.
You're not. No. You're slowing things down,
we also,
Jay. Stop it.
I am. We also have books. Jay Moore wrote, this is your second book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's called No Wonder My Parents Drank, Tales of a Dildo Child.
Yeah, Dildo Children.
No, Tales from a Stand-Up Dad, so you're going to get a copy of that. Did you write your name in it or anything? Or
no, I mean, but just somebody tosses me a pen.
I signed mine.
And Jeff Garland's My Footprint, Carrying the Weight of the World. And on the cover, thanks, Jeff, brother, is on a
treadmill in the
land speeder, and they're chasing you through the forest in Return of the Jedi.
That's correct, Doug. So look for it at your local bookstore.
Why is your
Eddie Spell Benson?
Why is your treadmill out in the middle of what looks like a forest?
I thought this was about movies.
Can I just? There's already a movie being made of this. Will you just relax?
Oh, no.
All right.
He's unplugged.
He does his slamming good. All right.
We got to play the Leonard Maltin.
Let me just tell you quickly. The new book is called Curbing It. They made me change they want me to change the title, and we're shooting a new cover because for the paperback because people thought this was a diet book. I'm being totally serious.
Yeah, you're on a treadmill, and it says My Footprint.
It's about me trying to lose weight while filming Curb Your Enthusiasm and also trying to go green. That's why treadmill in the forest, but nobody got that. It's more of a memoir than it is. I don't
diet
teach anybody how to
sell.
Lose weight.
Diet books and
cookbooks. Not men's diet books, number one. Really? I learned that. And number two, because people mistook it for a diet book and didn't buy it. And, you know. So
this is going to be like a valuable copy because you're changing it.
Yes, it will no longer be available.
Look at your sweet face. Jeff's one of those guys, it's just always, I mean completely serious, he's like human pot. He's just good. You see Jeff, you smile. You're just one of those guys.
Well, you're a good man to say that, Jay Moore. I still think you're a Nazi-like, but what the hell's going on?
That's my...
Oh, that's you. Was that...
Oh, now the party got started.
Just saw a Woot Moogie in the crowd. Hey, right, you guys want to pick some name tags? Pick a name tag. Pick who you want to play for.
Doug finds Jeff so dull. He's throwing toys into the audience.
Somebody in the audience.
Oh, I get to choose?
You will play from them. They will win a Woot Monkey. They will win a Bellflower poster. They'll win both of
them. I want Justin. He's holding up bread.
Oh, see? Jeff went for the sandwich. Good
call,
Justin. By the way,
Justin, can I eat it? Oh, fucking A, great.
It's PB&J.
Great.
All right, so you're going to eat your name tag.
Weston brought me dinner, and I picked him.
Wow, she brought her iPad?
Yeah, you can keep that iPad if you pick that, Jay.
What's that say? SL El Toro? Definitely not you. No, I'm really not that mean of a guy.
What do you think, Evan? Who do you want to play for?
Someone have a beer tag? I just want the beer.
Oh yeah, it says Joe, and it's got. And it's. And can he drink
I'll
it?
Take this.
Oh, that's perfect.
Olivia, what's this there person's name?
I don't have a bottle opener, but. Oh yeah, there's a lighter.
It's a really good beer.
Do you know how to use a lighter to
just
open
the right amount of
that
peanut butter and
say.
Jelly? Young people love.
What's
it.
What's that one say?
Was this the idea?
No, behind the one that I can't read. This is fascinating radio, Doug.
Let me tell you something. When do all the hot radio, it's a podcast.
When do all the hot chicks come out?
Hey, the Hooters girls are here. Wow.
If you didn't bring your wife, there's not going to be any hot chicks coming out.
Bet your balls.
I had fun talking to you guys on your podcast, More Stories, but pick a name tag so we can do this.
This guy's got like an Asian fan. I like Chris. I'll dig that shit, man.
Chris, you were my
Chris?
Number two.
All right,
so
could you bring that down, Chris?
Sure.
All right. I like you guys, but I took your
it's
panel.
It's an Asian
also,
fan.
They would have thought the
Jay loves his Asian fans.
Yeah, I do. I love my Asian fans.
His heart
Bobby
goes out
Lee,
to everyone in
Bobby
Japan,
Lee,
all they went through.
Do you know that's my stage name?
Come on up on stage, man. What's here your
you
name? Go. Where are you from?
Do you know that's my stage name,
James.
Asian fan?
James, where are you from?
New York.
All right,
that's just the guy that passed the name tag up here. I don't know why you're interviewing the
Mr.
guy that
Mr. Look at me over there.
Passed
James.
The name tag.
What do you have a name tag thing? Did you have one?
No.
Yeah.
This might be the first episode ever where we just don't even finish the Leonard Maltin game because we're in a tight time crunch.
Chris, this fan
is
horrible.
A great paper jelly. Did someone tell you I'd be here tonight? Oh, because that's a good planning.
Jeff, you have a peanut allergy. What are you doing?
I want to make the show interesting.
Too late.
You either don't make it at all or you get an ambulance comes to get you during the show. Mm-hmm. I got a copy of it. Just came out today, Jeff, my new CD, DVD, Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth!
Comedy Central, Comedy Central Records.
That's right.
What are you, one of them readers?
There's literal Larry.
I have nothing to say to add. Get on with the game.
We've noticed.
All right, let's do it. We'll start with you, Jeff.
Yes.
You get to pick a category.
Okay.
Would you like... it's Cameron Diaz's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So the films of Cameron Diaz. Or
her body's becoming Willem Dafoe's. She's like,
can I tell you something? Willem Dafoe has a great ass. That's all I'm saying. Dude.
Willem Dafoe is fucking A-Rod. They work out together.
They broke up. I don't know if you read the internet today.
Evan, just talk to Jay for a second. Just
Chris, you better be good, man.
Okay, so summer blockbusters is another category. That's movies that came out during the summer and they were mm-hmm. blockbusters. And then for your third choice, James Dreveny on Twitter suggested bird watching, which is movies that have the word bird in the title.
How hard could that be?
It's there's a few. So movies that bird in the title, summer blockbusters, or can't be Diaz.
I'm going to go with, my gut tells me bird, but I'm going with summer blockbusters.
Grandma's cock.
Yeah, go against your gut and go with grandma's cock. 2009 is the year of this movie. 3.5 stars.
I want to switch to birds.
It's too late,
really?
Sir.
I'm fucking with you. Go ahead. Oh.
You can drink this?
Cameron Diaz.
3.5 stars from Leonard. 2009, he calls this movie energetic, and he calls it inventive, and he says the movie has a soaring score. And there are 17 names.
Jesus.
Yeah. How many names do you think you get in Jeff Garland? Then we'll go to Jay Moore, and then we'll go to Evan. Is it Glodell? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay. Glodell. How many names do you think you get it in, Jeff?
What's your last name, Clodo?
I can get it in...
Glow?
Yeah. Glow.
3.
Whoa.
Name that movie.
It's a strong opening bit. Jay goes right to name that movie. Here's your 3 names. Tyler Perry, Clifton Collins Jr., and Ferran Tahir.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but which one of those 3 names is going to play your wife on your new show?
Definitely not Clifton Collins Jr.
Too bad.
And Ferran Tahir and Tyler Perry. Those are your 3 names. It's a summer blockbuster from 2009.
So I have to pick one of them that was in it?
You have to name the movie.
Oh.
No, just pick one of those 3 names.
Oh. They were all in it?
What year is it?
Were all in it.
What year is it?
You've played this before, Jeff.
I know, but I forgot.
2009.
No, now. What year is it?
2011. Oh, you want to know from me? All right.
I'm going to get 2011 pregnant.
All right, he gets the thing.
What? Because you don't know it?
I have no fucking clue.
Guess the summer blockbuster from around 2009.
I don't know summer blockbusters.
Really? You were in one called Wall-E.
That's not a summer blockbuster. It made a lot of money, but it's not a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, it wasn't a blockbuster.
I disagree.
No, it made a ton of fucking money.
$500 million worldwide.
I'm going to say, I agree with Jeff that it wasn't a blockbuster. I think it was a cultural blockbuster, if you know what I mean. I think
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean either.
Oh, you mean like Pauly?
Yeah.
That's not even funny because that's how few people even know of Pauly.
Why? Pauly's great. I stand by Pauly.
That's a fun movie, right?
Is that the one about the kangaroo?
Yeah.
It's a parrot, you asshole.
It's the other Jenna Rollins movie I did, but whatever.
All right. Anyway, this particular summer blockbuster is...
I hope you guys...
Star Trek. They all know it.
Wait,
Tyler Perry was never been in anything lowly build like that.
And he was one of the people on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler Perry was in Star Trek.
See, so you do know summer blockbusters. Yeah, yeah. He's like a plays an intergalactic judge or something.
He played a what the fuck is that?
This is. I hope this isn't the week black people choose to try my podcast.
Jeff Garland's ruining it.
Oh, stop with the Jeff Garland.
Why'd your voice get so high?
Because you're defensive. It does that.
But you got the point. You got the point, Jay. Jay has one point because you said name that movie and
how
he couldn't.
How many points do you
in
get
your face,
win?
Garland?
First person
yes!
to two.
Yes!
Or first 5 minutes from now, whichever comes first.
Okay, first person to two?
Yeah, two
okay.
points. Yeah, so Jay is halfway there.
All right.
All right, we're going to...
What did you do?
I'm trying to go wireless here. We're going to start with Evan.
Just keep playing.
Okay. We'll start with Evan, then go to Jeff. And Evan gets to pick a category. Evan, would you like in theaters now? That's movies that are playing in theaters now.
Okay.
Would you like someone named Lost_Barley suggested rated R.
Whoa.
And that's movies with pirates in them.
Oh.
I should have picked that one.
Well, it wasn't one of your options.
I know, but I'm saying I should have picked it even though it wasn't one of my options.
And then at Pink Fixed Gear suggested Hold Me, which is movies with a hostage situation.
Oh.
So you like hostages, pirates, or in theaters now?
I guess we'll do pirates.
Okay. Evan Glodell, director and writer of...
Bellflower.
Bellflower.
I almost said I didn't want to make it wrong. I wanted to give it its props.
All right, Evan, this pirate movie is from 1982. Leonard calls this movie Australian. I didn't know it was Australian because it has American actors in it. He also says it's a bomb, and he calls it appalling. And and he says it should have been called the ripoff movie. And there are six names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Evan? I suggested, big opening bid.
I'm going to need all of them.
Six names?
Yes.
Okay. Then we go to Jeff. How many do you think you can do it in?
I think I can do it in five names.
Five names.
What year?
Jay.
82.
It's 1982.
It's name that movie. Oh. I'm winning right here.
How many names do you get, Jeff?
Five.
You
give him the whole. Give him fucking two Gina of the Davis. Words of the title. He won't get it.
You get everybody but the last name.
I don't know why I said that like Pesci.
Give him fucking two of the words. He won't get it. All right, now people in the audience are gonna know this one, so don't yell out if you know it.
That's don't do that, Jeff.
You'll be overwhelmed. What are you doing?
He's throwing it.
What kind of games are you running?
Jeff's throwing it. He wants me to win so we can go home.
Here's your name,
and
Jeff.
And eat his cheese with somebody.
I would love for you to win because we gotta end this thing. Your names are Gary McDonald, Maggie Kirkpatrick, Bill Kerr, Ted Hamilton, and Christopher Atkins.
What the fuck? The Pirates of Penzance?
There's one movie left over, and that is incorrect. It's called The Pirate Movie.
That's what I was going to guess. Because he said it should be called The Rip Off.
And Jay Moore is the winner, everybody!
Yeah. That's Chris, right? How did I didn't play.
That's how you win sometimes.
I want
to by being a big pussy about it. It's a great way to win.
So does one person win all this shit?
Yeah.
All right, but I got one more thing.
But oh, I don't that's get right. to guess a movie. That's right. You're not going to believe this, you guys. So Jeff,
don't tell the backstory.
Can I? Okay, we'll just sit here quietly while you leave.
For fun.
I think.
Give me a movie just for fun.
Well, I think the guy that plays Lord of the Monkeys.
We got to wrap it up. Not now.
No. You have to know.
I mean, all night with this one. I want a movie.
All right. So you're going to do the backstory?
Can I get a movie to guess?
So I really want to play this game. I have a...
you have to come back
today. Nice. Let's just put it this way. I mean, here's the entire backstory. I stole this today.
But you did not know that you would be on with writer-director of Bellflower and Jay Moore.
Yeah, I had no idea who I was on
with. And yet this is what you stole from somewhere.
I swear to God, I stole this today.
Look at this, Jay.
Nice. Look at my man boobs.
It's a promotional picture for Gary and Mary.
I have a deal at ABC Studios, and I'm in the hallway, and I took this off the wall and walked into the meeting with it, and I said, I want all Gary Unmarried collectibles. Having no idea that that's why I freaked out when you walked backstage. I'm like, holy shit.
When I showed up tonight, Jeff goes, oh my God. And I thought,
you gotta sign this thing.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, here.
Look, I was, people that are listening don't know what it is. It's a poster of me and Jamie King from,
yeah, she's cute, dude.
But look at, you can tell I lost a bit of weight because I have gynomastia here. And here I got boobage right here. Flexing the tricep at all times.
All right, where's Justin at? Justin, come get your stuff.
Justin, my guy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Fuck Chris, Justin. Chris, come down here. But Justin, you have to come
Chris,
name
I stood up for you, man.
You have to come name a shithead, Justin.
I was giving this away tonight, no matter what, by the way. The idea that you're here is just crazy.
That's such weird
like a
timing.
But you know what? Like in the hallway, they have all their shows.
And what did they
say? This is the only canceled one.
When you said Gary,
where'd you write it?
You ain't lying, brother.
Yes!
Here's your fan. Thanks, brother.
Hold on, pocket-sized flamethrower.
Where's Joe that Evan was playing for?
My book.
Over here, dude. Awesome,
thank you. You're welcome.
I don't get to guess
enjoy
a movie.
Yeah, here, you get all this stuff. You get those books.
Took
I'm
me
sorry
two
I don't
hours
have a bag this
here
week, but everything was too big. Here you go. Oh, sorry. Here's a.
Who brought the monkey?
You know what, my
pen
friend?
For Joe
with
that
the tonight, you're going to get
this
laid.
I wanted to look this up quick.
You the can't guy help who, it, my friend.
The guy who plays Lord Humongous, one of the only other movies he's in is the pirate movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in your movie?
I remember.
This whole side of the room's glad
if you see my movie, you would understand the significance, but there's like an obsession with Lord Humongous in it.
The pirate
That's
movie.
That's pretty awesome, the pirate movie.
All permanently stamped in our memories.
Movies with pirates in them.
Mm-hmm. You won't let me
guess one
movie?
Do you know who was the star of it?
Who?
Olivia Newton-John.
From Family, no, Christy McNichol.
Who is my neighbor? I swear to God.
It's Jeff, you're the worst person alive.
You really are like the most showbiz guy I've ever known.
She lives three houses down from me.
Have you
if you want to know what she's doing, she's watering her lawn.
A big round of applause for my guests, Jay Moore, yes. Jeff Garlin. And seriously, check out Bellflower, written, directed, and starring
Bellflower.
Evan Glodell.
Bellflower.
And go to grandmascock.com. It's under construction, but you'll enjoy it.
Go to Grandma's Cock. And you can play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood with me at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls on February. September 9th. And at the Rialto Theater in Tucson on September 10th. And as always, Gaddafi is a shithead, and Punky Brewster is a shithead.
Why?